As part of our build-up to elections on the 29th of May, we try to feature as many political parties as we reasonably can, including the smaller parties on the 52-party ballot. And today we feature the African Restoration Alliance, ARA, which was founded in 2020. I have seen them participate in local government elections in 2021. So joined now by Jerome Swartz, is the leader of the African Restoration Alliance. You come out of the ACDP. You're a former ACDP. Jerome, good morning.
Morning, Lester. Can you hear me?
I can hear you clearly. Give me the points on what is it? ARA, A-R-A, the African Restoration Alliance, is contesting elections on this year.
Yes, ARA. Yes, we are contesting. I must say that we consider ourselves small. And I think with smallness, I think people contribute numbers. So we're contesting nationally, provincially as well, all provinces. We started in 2020, end of 2020, and we've got two seats in city, and I think our guys are doing great in the city at the moment. I ran ACDP. I was the number one national chairperson, and of course that's another story. That's a sad story.
But let's not get into ACDP politics. Let's focus on what is ARA's ticket. What are you contesting on? What are you offering voters if you were to be elected into the National Assembly or provincial legislature after the 29th of May?
Well, I've been in probably 97% of all municipalities across South Africa. I think I know the landscape of South Africa quite well when it comes to the issues. So number one issue is jobs in South Africa. We've got a big job dilemma. And I think politicians, cabinet right now, do not have the answer. The easiest job they start, and what's EPWP, I think that's a swear word. This is what the DA claimed to have started in South Africa, in Cape Town. And there's something that runs through South Africa. This is not really jobs. These are three-month jobs. So we are speaking about jobs. We are dealing with right now at the moment, we are helping employing people. We cannot wait for government. So that's number one. Number two, we are talking about our crime issues in South Africa, how to deal with crime. We are engaging currently as I'm speaking to you. We're engaging different communities.
What's your plan, Jerome, to address crime in a country where we have 77 murders in this country every single day? Just this week and over the course of the weekend here in Cape Town, we had, I think, 45 people killed. What is then your plan?
Well, the plan is it's going to be quite decisive. I don't think people have got the guts to deal with crime. I mean, it's the plan number one. We're going to be launching a data manifesto. What we've done before, a lot of the ideas have been either hijacked, what we should. And so I will say this to the manifesto we're going to be launching, even the starting of 495,000 jobs in a month. That will be launched in the manifesto. But
what you're saying that you want to create 495,000 jobs a month in South Africa. How do you do that?
Well, you can do that. Another thing we're going to launch, well, I'll tell you, because it's live, I'll tell you.
we'd like to know.
Yes. you 495,000 jobs. I can do them. I think most people can answer the issue. But it's actually quite very easy. Number one,
Jerome, this line is not conducive to the conversation. I'm going to try and get you back on another line. I want to offer you your pound of flesh with another 3-4 minutes after eyewitness news. So we don't disadvantage you because of technology. Okay. We're trying to offer as many smaller political parties. I know you say you're not a small political party, but you're very quickly back to Jerome Swartz, the leader of ARA, A-R-A. Jerome, you said you want to create 495,000 jobs a month. How do you plan to do that?
Okay, thank you, Lester. Yeah, You see, there's a two-step plan. Number one, you know, we had investors coming and sitting with me for quite expensive time. And investors told me one of the issues is that they will come in and invest, start 6,000 jobs in South Africa in with their plants. And they'll invest $1.5 million. The only condition is that they cannot trust the current government in South Africa and they cannot trust the Western Cape government. Now, that's five plants. That is about 6,000 jobs per plant in the Western Cape. That's
what kind of plants? What kind of industries?
No, we are talking about we're talking about cleaning. We are talking about actual fact using the waste and turning into a product called a graphene. This is probably one of the top technologies that's coming into South Africa or in the world. And it's a product where it is used for example, one strand of graphene is probably 100 times stronger than steel. And that's one aspect. I mean, we've got many investors such as that wanting to come to South Africa.
Another question, Jerome. Part of your ideologies, I have a preliminary manifesto of yours. You say you want to limit imports and export. Why do you want to limit imports and exports?
That's a good question. Limit import and exports. Right now, we are buying everything in from China or the rest of the world. We are currently at the moment we're sitting with pre-1994 we had 300,000 farmers. Currently we're sitting with 60,000 farmers, actually less than 60,000 farmers. We have got a food crisis in our country. We've got to get people back into farming. The land reform when it comes to plantations or farms has not worked in South Africa. We've got to get people educated in running farms. We've met a number of fantastic black farmers, brown farmers or colored farmers, we may say, but our imports is killing the job market in South Africa. We don't have skills. Let me give you an example, if I may. In South Africa, we've got more malls opening up, more malls than factories. And in the factory, if you go for a job, in a mall, you get a job, but you don't get a skill. Even with a factory, you're going to get a job and a skill. Let me say this to you, that in a mall, you have, and we're not downgrading the job, but packing is not a skill. Working on a till is
Jerome,
not a skill.
Running out of time, I want to ask you one more question. Part of your manifesto is also you denounce liberal radicalism. What is liberal radicalism to you?
Man, liberal is where you think you can do whatever you want to do. In this country right now, we don't have a rule of law as we per se. We are so liberal in our thinking. We are moving into a place where
give me an example.
Let me say maybe we're going to criticize a number of it. Transgender, unisex toilets. South Africans are conservative. We are too liberal in our education system. We are too liberal. We have dropped our syllabus. We are looking for the syllabus all over the world. It's not working. What we teach the children, I think, is a complete. The children are not relevant for South Africa.
Jerome Swartz, that's all we have time for. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it. I have to get to Eyewitness News, but that's the pitch from the ARA, a smaller party contesting in the 2024 elections. What are your thoughts? 021-446-0567. I'm sure you can go search on their social media pages where you can get maybe more information on some of the other policy points.